again, I want to express my thanks to Councillor Dermot Kern for filling in for me last month. His support has been much appreciated by myself. I hope to God I don't need it again, Dermot, but thank you very much. We have received a number of apologies, one from Una Hanlon and another one from Willie Clark. Louise, have you any apologies?
No.
Has anyone else? Any other?
I'll put
in for Big Henry, because we're sure he's very sorry. So that's an apology from Big Henry. Robert Burton. Okay. Have we any declarations of interest?
Just item 12, as I said, I would provide some of the services, so it won't be taken part of the
service. Okay, there's no discussion anyway, so we're noting that.
Yeah, in reason to number 4, the all-in smart safe oil, and the number each quarter, and I'm just wondering, I don't know which quarter to do it, but I'm just wondering if I need to turn that this up on the board each quarter, and involve smart safe.
I wouldn't imagine that it's necessary, but we'll note your comments anyway, but I wouldn't have thought it was necessary, Charlie, to be honest. Okay, then we'll just have a look through the action sheet. Connor, are you going to lead us through this in case there's any matters arising from it?
Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. And page 4.
Chairperson, on page 3, how's the progress going so far in relation to the implementation of the master plan for development?
Yes, Chair, we have put proposals in for the 2020-2021 capital programme, so we're on approval of the budget and overall rate for council will progress and plans for plan works in the next financial year.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And there's no other matters arising. It's everybody's happy enough with the action plan.
Yes.
Okay, we move on to item 4, the All Ireland Smart Cities. And Jonathan, you're going to lead us through this report. Thank you.
The report is very curious. This is a forum that we've been involved in, this All Ireland Smart Cities Initiative, John. The membership is up for renewal at a cost of 3,000. €332. Chairman, this is a project we've been involved with, along with the Border Region. Really, the recommendation is to renew the membership. It's an opportunity, Chairman, to explore with partners, funding opportunities, and how other areas have developed smart cities. So there's an opportunity to lobby, influence, and gain experience, Chairman. So we recommend that we renew that membership.
Okay,
Councillor,
over to yourself.
Proposed
by Councillor Rand, seconded by Councillor McAteer, and no objections, everyone's happy to move on. Okay. Item 5, the Dragons and the Hills. I got quite excited by this and then I thought we were talking more about youth, but never mind. Jonathan, would you like to lead us through this one as well?
This was an application that was submitted in partnership to the Heritage Lottery, and it has been successful. And the recommendation is the Memorandum of Understanding to deliver the project in partnership with the other partners of the project and to host the officer chairman at no cost to the council.
Okay,
councillors,
again over to yourselves, Andrew.
In the hills, it is quite exciting actually, it's quite rare, so you should get amongst it and go dragon hunting maybe.
Okay, I'll do that next. We have a proposer, come in seconder, please. Thank you very much. We move on then to item 6. Colleague Jackson is here. And it's the increase in non-statutory fees. Colleague, you want to read us through this one?
Thank you, Chair. Remember, you have a report for you there. What I'm seeking for is permission to increase our non-statutory fees in line with inflation coming into effect from the 1st of April 2020. Previously, we charged a fee of £25 for non-statutory services, and they have included the likes of additional completion certificates or additional copies of approved plans or those types of information. So I wish increased the fees from £25 to £30, and that's in line with inflation from the fees that we set back in 2015. All building control departments implement the same non-statutory fees, so they're all intending to increase the fees coming through the 1st of April. Have attached a schedule in the appendix 2, there's a schedule of the fees for your reference. So just on the Saving Commission, just to increase those fees from the 1st of April 2020.
Okay, Councillor Carney, you're indicating that you want to propose that?
Yeah.
Okay, and Councillor Hamill seconded, and again, I don't see anyone having any issues with that, so we move on from that one. Item 7 is the tender for the supply of
Rich
nameplates. Again,
Colleen,
this is yours.
Thank you, Chair. Again, I'm seeking permission in this case to go out to tender to secure contracts for the provision of our street nameplates for the next 3 years. The cost of the contract is likely to be in the region of £5,500 per annum, and I've included that in the rate estimates. So basically, what I'm speaking of is a committee approval to go out to tender to secure the provision of the nameplates from the 1st of March 2020. And for the three-year contract.
Okay, Councillor McTeer.
I propose it be
okay, Councillor McTeer, can we have a seconder for that? Councillor Andrews, and no issues raised, happy enough to move on. Sorry.
Just in relation to the is that something we've also, or have we in the past just had a company of reviews?
So we would go out roughly every 3 to 4 years. Our last contract was 3 years with an option to extend. So it's something that we've always gone out to tender.
Okay, happy enough? Everyone's happy? Okay. We move on then to the Tourism, Culture and Events item, and this is the repair to the Loch 9 Uri Canal. And Andrew is going to lead us through this one, Andrew.
Yes, Chair. The paper set the proposals for works at two locks on the Uri Canal. Lock number 9 is joint commission with Armagh, Bridge, Cleagan, Borough Council. And the other is an initial assessment of works at lock number 6. And the full details are included in the paper, including budgets.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Happy to propose. Just what we're on, Chair, considering investment, and overall, from this council and the old legacy here in Mourne have invested heavily over the years in the canal, and you know, we own it jointly, and we're there to protect them. I suppose we're going to go under a bit of scrutiny, and then, suppose as we move forward in relation to the Sun Relief Road and the proposed bridge that's happening at the moment. I mean, have we as a council looked at in our long term vision for the canal? I know in the past we were working, when the last time I put that down, so what we'd like to see in the future of the canal. We need an honest discussion, I think, among ourselves as to, you know, are we going to restrict the future development of the canal if the current model of the bridge goes ahead? And I mean, whatever comes out of it, I think, fine, but I do think we need to be honest, open and honest. Cause there were decisions made in the past, long before anybody got around this table, Chair, there were decisions made in years gone by and decades gone by that have seriously obviously restricted the canal, and we've been trying to make that up ever since. So we certainly don't want to do something or go into something and do something we find out later we've seriously restricted the development of the canal. So I do think that's a discussion, maybe not for tonight, but we as a council, I think, need to have, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Just with regards to the development of the canal, any of these works are to try and return the lock structures to their former glory. So is the potential at some time to reopen the canal and to have, you know, vessels been able to sort of travel up and down. The issue with the centre of Uri is because of all the interventions with bridges and footbridges and the likes, it's probably no longer navigable through the city. The Southern Relief Road, you know, there's no decision made on it yet, but you know, it would impact from the position of the new bridge up until the Dublin Road Bridge, because we wouldn't be able to go any further up anyway. So yes, there probably is a piece of work to look at what the future 10, 15, 20 year plan is for the Uri Canal. But it's a bigger piece of work, and these are just the first steps in trying to restore what we have so as they don't go into such a repair that they're actually fall down and they're obsolete. So this is a matter of trying to protect what we have and bring them back into a structurally safe condition with a view to being able to utilise them in the future.
Sorry, Andy.
Probably answered what it was going to have, but just in my photographs and some of those plans, the block is currently, or that block is currently dry, so I'm assuming then that the plan would be that it would be flooded again, as in, you know, water filled, is it, I suppose, you know, and so that would be ideal. I'm sure for its historical context, also probably from a biodiversity context as well, I'm sure it would be quite well to increase whatever plant rights is required.
Just to rewatering the canal is probably the most difficult element of it, with regards to the fact that it hasn't been watered over so many years along the stretch where Lock 6 would be. So it would be a massive piece of work to try and rewater it and have it navigable again. But again, it is something that we will look at and take into consideration in the whole.
Okay,
Gavin,
would you
want to measure? Yeah, we'll start again on some information about it. How many of you think there's 14 altogether? How many of you left then and said that we need to repair everything? There's two kinds of. So I just think that even though we don't have the carriers, even though we're not losing, obviously, take everything we do need to see at the moment, but normally we're far away up when we can actually be able to maybe start the journey and go as far as things pass. Right?
I suppose, Chair, the estimated works there for one lock is coming out at 82,000. So, and there has been some work to date from ourselves with Victoria Lock, I suppose more significantly. So it is significant infrastructure, significant capital required for all of these locks. Yes, there is a statutory obligation because there are listed monuments as well, but in terms of the work required, it is significant capital, and then it's the longer term economic impact of what that returns to the district is needs to be brought into consideration, I suppose.
I'm sure they're assessed on an ongoing basis.
Although the work that we are doing on a lot of these rocks is to sort of arrest any further deterioration, once you start getting into having to provide lock gates, where a lot of the lock gates are missing, a lot of the floors of these locks are in timber and they're missing. So there's significant work required to try and bring these locks back into structurally safe condition without even starting to look at sluices and lock gates, which would have a significant cost if you were wanting them to be operational.
Okay, sorry, just for clarity, Gary, you were happy to propose that. Andrew, did you second that? Definitely, you're happy to second that. Andrew, sure, any other issues? Okay, we move into item 9, the International Mountain Bike Event and Newcastle Pipe Band Champions. Item 9 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1, schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during this item of business. Could I have a proposer and a seconder, please, to go into closed session? Councillor Andrews and Councillor McAteer. Happy enough, Louise?
Yes.
Okay. All the press back in, I think they're probably still there. Yeah. So let me just give them a wee shout.
Thank you.
thank you very much. We have come out of committee now, and just for the record, the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hammett, it was agreed that officers would write to the promoters of the proposed Lawrence International Mountain Bike Event and the Newcastle Pipe Band Championship to confirm that the Council will support each event in principle, and funding will be allocated subject to the budget being available following the assessment of the applications in the 2020-21 financial assistance call for tourism events, and that each event promoter will be required to submit an updated business case for the respective event. Okay, folks, so that is that item dealt with. We move on to the items for noting, and item 10, property certificate fees. Item 11, the Louth NMD joint committee meeting the 25th of September. Item 12, the NIPSUP update. Item 13, the Belfast Regional City Deal update. Item 14, the Warm Point Baths update. Item 15, the Castle Welland Forest Park task and finish. Item 16, the planning performance figures for December 2019. Item 17, the historic action tracker sheet. And item 18, the scheme of delegation are for noting only, and we call the meeting to a close. Thank you very much, Councillor.